later on to apply that.
Okay. All right.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Bruce?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Bruce. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians that handles pricing. How are you?
All right, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yes, yes. It's a beautiful Tuesday, matter of fact.
Love it. Yeah, you know what? Someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better.
happy what? I didn't hear you.
They said Happy Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Is it a Taco Tuesday?
It's Taco Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's even better.
We have our meeting at 7 in the morning, and I thought, darn it, now I'm hungry.
Already, huh?
Yeah, I know. That's what
yes,
I thought.
Yes.
So I
yes,
know you.
Yes, yes.
You had been speaking with Tara, and I just wanted to ask you if you had any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this worked, other than pricing.
Yeah, well, I had some pictures that I had taken recently,
okay.
And I have them on my phone, and I could probably, if you could text me something, I could probably email them to you or...
Yep, you can send them. Yep, we have an email of photos@localsplash.com, and I'll text that to you right now just so that you have it. So you can always send those emails to us with the photos. Now, I noticed that you don't have a website. Don't worry about that. I might even be able to help you with that because the position just became available, and we are filling it today. So we charge extra for the sites, but I think if I could explain that to the director of the company, there's a chance that he might allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Okay? So
okay.
The program itself, it looks like since you've been doing business since 2007, you would qualify for our legacy or the established business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people are doing the searches these days from their smartphones?
Right.
Right? So that happens to be a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program Adderley Construction into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from, you know, not only the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, but also the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you're going to be able to capitalize on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So... to paint the picture for you a little bit, Bruce, we're going to make sure that if somebody's on Google and they type in any of your keywords that you come up. So they might put in, you know, grading, sloping, excavation, you know, bulldozer, anything like that. We'll make sure that your company comes up every single time. So I wanted to ask you, because I know that this is going to vary, you know, based on the jobs that you're hired for, but, you know, in general, how many new clients would we have to send you each month in order for something like this to make sense?
What do you mean? Can you explain what you're saying? That's not clear. How many clients?
Yeah, so
I
what I'm asking is, like, for instance, if you took the pricing and you calculated it out, it would come to, like, $9 a day, okay? So we don't want a client to come on board and just break even, because although that would be nice, that's not a smart business decision, right? So how many clients
right.
would it take on a monthly basis in order for this to be profitable for you, you think?
Well, at least 5, I'd say, you know.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, at least five. I mean, that I, not only that I got in communications with, but got a job from. Yeah, yeah.
I like that you pointed that out. Yeah, actually, that's what I was asking. I wasn't asking, you know, how many leads or how many inquiries. I was asking how many paid clients. And that's why I'm happy that you kind of touched on that as well. You know, not the ones that I'm communicating with, but the ones that are actually hiring me, right? And the reason
right.
I kind of wanted to clarify that is that I know that it'll be a handful of clients hiring you in order for this to make sense and also to be profitable. But the beauty of this program, as you continue to grow, is that we're putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated.
Well, 9 out of 10 consumers do what?
They make their buying decisions on the first page of Google. It's actually, the statistic is 87% of consumers, when they conduct a search online, will hire off the first page of Google. Okay, and that's because they see the companies that come up are local and credible, and they just hire one. It's as simple as that, because we're in an instant gratification type of a world, you know? So because of that high revenue potential, this program also comes with a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see, you know, not only the new clients that you've received, but you'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way, everything is very transparent. And like I said earlier, Bruce, the website, we typically sell for an additional $400, but I'm going to try to see if they'll allow me to include that. So I'm sure that if I did get that authorized, you know, to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the site, that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Oh, I can't say no.
I know.
Yeah, it's
such a
good
offer. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely be thrilled with this. I'm so excited for you. So first thing I'll do is send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
Well, I got two, and one's, I've been having problems with Bruce. Well, BruceDozer@Comcast.net is one of them. But can you email me to both of them? And then I have my son has an Adderley Construction, but email me at BruceDozer. BruceDozer@Comcast.net. Then I have a BruceDozer2@gmail.com.
Is it Dozer, D-O-S-E-R, or D-O-W-S-E-R?
No, it's D-O-Z, as in zebra.
Oh, I'm happy I asked. Okay, so Bruce
yeah,
Dozer.
And it's all connected. It's all connected. One word, lowercase, of course, you know.
Okay, so the first one is BruceDozer@Comcast.com, and the second one was BruceDozer, and then what was the number before the Gmail?
Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure. It's BruceDozer@Comcast.net.
.net.
Not com.
Okay, uh-huh. Let me fix that.
Hold on one second. I'm kind of excited because this time of year we're not really busy.
Oh,
but,
this is going to be great.
You think it'll make a big difference for me, huh?
I know it will. I've been with this company for 10 years, and honestly, Bruce, I've seen this change the lives of business owners that we're working with. So you're going to be no different. You're absolutely going to love it. And again, that's just because, you know, most people, when they hire a company, they say Google it. You know what I mean? They don't say Facebook it or Yelp it or, you know, Home Advisor, Angie's List it. They say, let's Google it, right? And so that's where that high traffic is generated.
And when you say, oh, they Google me, and then they'll want to see my pictures and reviews and...
Correct. They're going to Google for your service, and then they'll see you coming up, and when they see you, we're going to make sure that they have a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you. So we absolutely will showcase your pictures, your logo if you have one, examples of services. So that way, like I mentioned, when people see you, they'll already be comfortable in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. Okay? So my only question to you was, you said Bruce Dozer at Comcast.net, and the second one was Bruce Dozer number two at gmail.com or Bruce Dozer number one at gmail.com?
Bruce Dozer two.
Two. Okay, that's what I thought.
At gmail.com.
.com. Okay, so I put that in the notes as a secondary just in case this one bounces back. And then for the address of 1302 West Newport Pike, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to have Google send you a PIN verification code. It will be there within 5 business days, and it's a very important part of the pro- – well, 5 to 10, I should say, being that it's holiday season. So just be very mindful to get that back to us once you get it, okay?
And it's a what? It's a PIN?
It's a PIN.
It's going to come in.
It's coming in the actual mail, and it'll be in a postcard size envelope from Google. What's going on behind the scenes, Bruce, is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So they're going to send you that PIN code, and when you get it back to us, now they'll trust you, and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business in the area, and we can actually publish him. So that'll be there, like I said, within 5 to 10 business days. And if anybody else checks the mail at your location, just, you know, tell them to be aware that it's coming, okay?
Okay, I will.
Perfect. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Well, okay. I'll use my debit card.
Okay. And then is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's both of our names on here.
Okay. So Bruce Adderley.
The company name is.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
is it Adderley Construction, Inc.?
Yes. I'm pulling over to the side. Yeah, we haven't been real busy, you know, and I was kind of getting worried a little bit. I know in the summertime we do very well, but this time of year you need to be able to do something too, you know?
I agree.
And it's worked out there.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And, you know, the reality is there is a book of business in your backyard, but, you know, since you have a weak internet presence, it's slipping through your fingers. So this is something that's going to put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business, you know? So
right.
Question is the West Newport Pike, that's also the billing address, right? Or is it a P.O. box or a different address?
No, it's the address where all the mail goes to from Adderley Construction.
Okay, excellent. And then I don't know if you've pulled over yet or not, but if you are ready, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, you know, and I've been going with Angie's Leads, Next Work, Networks with the X on the end of it instead of a okay. K. And I haven't gotten anything it hasn't been worth my while. I've probably spent a lot of money with especially Angie Leads, and I think I landed a one day job out of it, you know. So
oh no,
it hasn't.
Can you put the leads on pause or something, or so that you don't continue to get billed, or did you already discontinue their service?
Well, I'm getting ready to discontinue it. I put them on pause with both of them, but I'm very, okay. very dissatisfied. See, they don't realize when you're dissatisfied, you're not going to tell anybody else about them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, why would I tell some of my buddies about them and I'm not satisfied with it?
Right, right. And even if you told your buddies, it would be like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding on the same item. Because let's say you had a buddy that was in your industry and you said, this is, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. You have to call them. Guess what? They're going to sell you the lead and they're going to sell your buddy the lead and they're going to sell everybody else out there the lead that's in that category, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And that's the beauty of this program is we only work with one company per category, per area. And what that does is it ensures that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls, you know? So.
Okay.
Let me
so you think you. I'll do, it'll help me out. As long as it helps me out, that's
absolutely, absolutely. Everybody needs to be on Google these days regardless. And let's say that you tried this for a month or two or three and somewhere down the road, it didn't pan out the way you wanted it to, which I know that that won't happen because you're going to love it. But let's say that you ended up canceling this somewhere down the road. Worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now because everything that we created for you, you'll always have that for your business, meaning you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all the popular directories. You're going to be accessible from the mobile platform. So if you ever canceled, naturally, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll have a stronger presence than you have right now. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, if you don't try it, if I don't try it, I won't know. But so. Yeah.
That's true. That's very true. That's why we do the monthly pricing is we're a performance-based company. So we give you the opportunity to try it, track the jobs that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. So is it a, you said it was a debit. Is it a Visa or a MasterCard debit?
It's a Visa. And you said it would go up if I got, say if I got 10 jobs, the pricing would go up? Is that what
nope.
you're saying?
No, you're grandfathered into this rate. I'm putting you into the legacy rate. So it's not going to matter
okay.
if you get 5 jobs or 10 jobs or 15 jobs. You're always paying the same flat rate of just $299 monthly, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what I'll do if it would help. I have a price sheet for the hourly rates.
Oh, that's smart. Sometimes it's better to say call for pricing. If you want us to put it up on your site, we can, but sometimes it's better to call for pricing. But I'm a big advocate of companies that are transparent with their clients. You know what I mean? Because I've had, businesses in the past that, you know, they kind of make their prices vary based on what they think the customers can pay, you know? And sometimes I think I'd rather have them just, hey, how much is your cost for this service? And just be upfront about it rather than, you know, you want, it's kind of like if you hire a, let's say you hire a painter and they're like, I'm going to give you a good deal. This is 25% off my regular pricing and I want $3,000. Well, how do I know that? I don't know what his regular pricing is. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I got you. Right. So
yeah.
If DuPont asked me to do a job, I'd charge them more than I would you. That's what you're saying, right?
No, well, if that's how you run your business, you're more than welcome to do it. But you don't want to cut yourself short. If you put, my cost for this is X amount, and then DuPont comes in and you know they're a bigger corporation, you don't want to have to, you know, kind of have a company like that nickel and dime you either. You know what I mean? But
right,
you don't have to decide
you.
That right this second, Bruce, because I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website and getting you placed. And then any revisions that you make down the road, they're also free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So let's say next week you have some more content that you're like, oh, darn it, I wish I would have sent this over. You can send that over to us as you get it, and we'll continue to revise your website and your campaign and keep everything fresh for you.
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
Yeah, that way you're not married to the way it's set up initially. You know, you might want to refresh things from now and again, and you can absolutely do it. So let me, just so that I can create that appointment for the client interview, let me get the card number when you're ready.
Oh, okay. 4256.
Okay.
3700.
Got it.
0169.
Okay.
0551.
Okay. Expiration?
June 23.
June 23, and the little code on the back?
764.
764. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Bruce, is go through that voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and get me set up. So what this says is, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Adderley Construction, Inc.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Bruce N. Adderley, owner of the company.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
From Local what?
Local Splash, our company, if they call you, it's because they have a question about updating something on your campaign. So if they do call you, can you just please make sure that you get back to them?
Oh, sure.
Okay, perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And what that means is, if you do anything else for your business online, which you shouldn't have to, because this is going to cover, you know, the directories, the search engines, the mobile platform, the website, but if you do anything else online in the future, just let us know about it so we can ensure that it doesn't conflict with what we're doing, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 14th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Now, that renewal means every month.
On the 14th.
It'll be 200.
Yep.
Okay, it'll be 290. Okay.
$299. Now, what's happening right now is the system should be texting you our email or our customer support number. If you want to write it down, I can give it to you as well.
Customer support. And what does – okay, customer support is where I want to put my
Customer support is everything. If you want to make updates, if you want to talk to a technician, if you have a billing question – if you ever want to talk to me again, I'm at that same number. I'll give you my extension. So if you check your text message, it should have gone out to you already. It says, Bruce, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And there's a number in there, 877-635-6225. But if you want to write it down, let me know when you're ready, and I'll give it to you just a little bit slower so you can write it down.
Question.
While you're looking for a pen, I have an appointment available for 1 o'clock today to do the client interview. Would that work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to block out an hour window from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay, now Local Splash. Oh, you guys aren't Google. You're Local Splash.
Right. Google doesn't call the general public. All you could get from Google if you called them directly is they would do the pay-per-click ads for you. So, you know, when you do a search online, there's a couple of companies at the top that say ad next to them. They rotate on and off the page. So they're not really conducive to a small to mid-sized business because they're for big companies that have like tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, right? So what we do is we're a premier partner to Google, which means that we actually have a support staff on site at Google, and we specialize in optimizing businesses on the first page in the map section, which is the highest revenue generating section online. So it's two different components. With this program, Google does allow us, since we're one of the very few premier partners, to bundle our services with the Google Ads, so you will have a small Google Ad campaign going, but the value to this is going to be in putting your website front and center on the Google Maps. Make sense?
All right. Yeah, it makes sense, and it sounds good. I've been so disappointed with this other stuff going on, you know. It makes you not have a lot of credibility until you see something. It's like, you know, I have to be honest, I'm working hard.
Yeah.
And everybody comes out and they just want to take your money. You know, it's just like, what other kind of gimmick can I come up with to snatch some money from this clown, you know? And, it's just very disheartening, you know.
I'm so sorry that you're going through that. I hear that all the time. You have to realize
you're tired of it. All this equipment, the insurance companies dig in you, the state and federal government, they dig in you. I mean, I don't mind paying, you know, but it's just like everybody needles. I went and bought a 5 gallons of oil. It's almost $100. You know what I mean? Just everything it's just sad, you know. And then they wonder why the contractors do what they do, you know, because everybody else burns them, you know. And sometimes you just get tired of getting burnt,
right?
You know,
absolutely. Yeah, it really is. I'm sorry that, like I said, that you're going through that. I hear horror stories all the time from businesses that get involved with this Mickey Mouse companies that they don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? And then sometimes they're the ones that do the annual contracts where, you know, if you're 6 months in with them and you're not getting any service, you're kind of stuck with it, you know? So that's not going to happen with this program because, like I said, we're a performance-based company. I will tell you there's two ways that a program like this wouldn't work. Is number one is if you become non-responsive with us. Like, for instance, when that Google PIN code comes in the mail, if you forget to get it back to us, that will hold up your placement. Okay, so that's number one. Secondly is if you don't answer your phone, and I know that you're going to answer your phone, but there's some clients of mine, believe it or not, Bruce, that I haven't heard from them in 3 weeks, and I call them, and I get a voicemail box that's full. And it's a pet peeve of mine because I always think, why would they pay a company to get on the first page and get their phone ringing with new business, and then when people call them, they get a voicemail box that's full or a voicemail box that's not set up, you know? People understand that you guys are businesses and, you know, you may be out in the field, but at least have an available voicemail, you know what I mean? And some of my clients don't even do that. You would be shocked.
Yeah, well, it won't be me.
I know it's not going to be you. I can tell you're very hands-on, so I know that you're going to answer the phone when people call you. That's how I know that you're going to do very, very well with this. So there's one little thing that I have to have you do right now, Bruce, and it's only because I gave you that special pricing that's not available to the general public. So I want you to go in and acknowledge that with your e-signature just so that we make sure that it doesn't go up to the $599 monthly in the future. So once we get that step done, you're going to be grandfathered into this pricing. So if you could do me a favor and look at your phone and look for the text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Oh, no, it's one that says Local Splash Support, and the other one says TPOGAFUE.
Are you looking at your email or your text messages? Because that's my name, the ttongafau at localsplash.com. That's my
email. Right, I'm looking at my email.
Okay, so do you see the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Yes.
Click on that.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll see Bruce Adderley, thank you for choosing Local Splash. If you keep reading, it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, click there.
Mm-hmm. Click there, and that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's going to be a little box that says right above the signature, it'll say, I certify that I'm an authorized holder. Just check the box and then go to the bottom and type your name in and hit confirm signature. Now, put your name in exactly the way I put it, Bruce Adderley. So if there's a middle initial or anything like that, don't add it. Just do it exactly the way you see it typed above. Once it's done properly, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay, now it says sign and has an arrow. Do I push the arrow?
Yeah, no, you push underneath where it says confirm signature. So after you put your name in, you have to type in Bruce Adderley and then hit confirm signature at the bottom.
Now,
and then make sure that
it says, I agree. Please electronically sign your document. Type.
Okay.
Now it says my name below that, and it says sign with an arrow. And then below that it says click.
So you have to type
here.
Your name in there. Next to where it says sign, if you click in that box, you can type in Bruce Adderley. You have to type it in.
Well, there's not a box there. I'm trying. The box is below.
Okay. So next to
the
arrow where it says sign, can you click on the box there?
It's not next to it. It's below it.
Oh, okay. It's probably
because
you're doing. Yeah, you can click on the box below it, and you can type your name in there.
Okay. Bruce. Full name.
Yep, and then just your last name, first and last.
Okay. And then it says confirm.
Confirm signature, yep. And you should be getting a prompt that asks you for a username and password. And like I said, don't worry about that. We're just getting the pricing locked in right now. The technician will give you that later when they call you.
Nothing's happening. It's not doing anything. It says, please accept the terms of...
Oh, you have to hit that little box. See the little checkbox that says, it's right above the signature. It says cancellation and refunds. And then it says, I certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer on the card. There's a little box there that you just have to press and checkmark it.
No, I don't see that. All I see is sign with an arrow. And then it says Bruce Adderley below that, and then has the date, and then it says confirm signature.
Can you scroll up a little bit and see what's on top of that, or is it just showing the signature page?
Oh, okay. I see the little box, yes.
Yeah, that's the little box. Yeah, it's a little confusing. I don't know why they have that box separate. It would just be so much easier if they put it right next to the signature, you know? It's confusing to me, too, so.
I kind of feel comfortable. You know, you guys sound like you're kind of on the right foot, you know?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. I know that this is going to be really great.
And then every time I will call somebody, I get somebody new, and every time I call right back, and that guy can't call me back. This, you know, I just,
yeah,
you know, if you don't, it discourages you, you know, from going in any further. So I finally called him up and told him, yeah, just go on and pause everything I have with you until I decide what I'm going to do, you know. But go ahead. Now I hit confirm signature.
Yeah, hit confirm signature. And then that very important part will be done. You won't have to worry about the pricing. You'll be grandfathered into it.
Okay, I see where it says username, password, but you said wait till later.
Yeah, but that's good. That means it went through. That's a sign that it went through, that you're seeing that. Because if it didn't go through, you wouldn't see that. So you did it properly. So that's good. And then lastly, you see on the bottom of that email our customer support number. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever want to talk to me directly, you would just call the customer support number and plug in that 777, and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay? If you ever want to just...
And what's that number again? What's that phone number? Because I'm still on the same page.
Yes, it's 877 635-6225.
877-635-6225.
Correct. And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time.
Okay, and that's Tina. How do you spell that, Tina?
It's T-I-N-A. Here, I'll text you my
T-I.
Direct line, too, just so that you have it. You get text messages on this phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send you one that just says, hi, this is Tina. Let's get your business on the first page of Google. And that way you'll have my extension and you can save that in your favorites. And then...
And it's 777. It's 777s?
Yep, it's just 777. That rings directly to me. Okay, and then I'll also send you photos at localsplash.com. So this is an email that you can start, you know, sending those photos over to us. And my technician, when they call you, they're going to go over that too. So you don't have to worry. Oh, wait a minute. I think I said one, and I tried to put in that it was at noon. So let me fix that. So it's from 1 to 2 o'clock, let me tell them. So when they call you at 1, they can help you with uploading the pictures too, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'll find all the pictures.
Okay.
Now,
can I send
a picture, Tina, without, I mean, it might have some pricing on it, and you just take the pictures off of it and leave the pricing off? So you're saying it's best to leave the pricing off?
It's a preference. Some people want to have their pricing out there, other people don't. So it's just a preference. So what I would recommend, since you already have it composed that way, is why not put it on there and try it and see, you know, what your responses are. If you're not getting a good response, you could always call in and take it off, or vice versa. You could tell my technician when they call you, look, can you please just, you know, publish everything without the pricing for now? And then if you, you know, want to try it down the road, you can put it on there. But it's just a preference. It's kind of like if somebody has an Inc. or an LLC in their business name. You know, some people say, I absolutely want my incorporation on there because that adds to my credibility. Other people say, I don't want it. I just want my business name on there. So it's just a preference.
Yeah, well. Yeah, because it will be negotiable. You know, if somebody hands me out work every day, I mean, you know, I might give them a break on something, but, you know, I try to be better just, you know, I don't know how you feel about it, but I guess it'll be okay.
Yeah, in business, there's always people that are kind of just looking for the cheapest rate, and that's the only thing that makes me hesitate with you wanting to put it on there, because who's to say that they're not going to go and see your rate and then go online and try to find other companies that can beat it, or you know what I mean? Or just say like, hey, I see that, you know, this job would cost this, and call other companies and be like, hey, if you could beat it, I'll hire you instead, you know? So sometimes it's better to just have them call you, because when they call you and they feel comfortable with you and they see your nice images and they know that you can get the job done, at that point they're not going to care. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, hey, I want to hire this guy because he knows what he's doing, right? But if you don't have the time to talk to them, they can't really make that judgment call, you know? So sometimes it's better to just kind of prompt them to call you, you know?
Oh, okay, because if they look at it and see the pricing, they might say, well, I have sent some stuff out by email. I have done that, you know, to some different builders. I've sent my pricing out to them.
Okay.
But there's so many other companies out there that.
How did it work with the builders when you sent it?
I just sent it a couple of days ago.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Because that's something that you can start gauging and kind of, you know, realize that, you know, hey, if I'm putting it out there and it's working, I'll use it. But sometimes it's better, you know, not to have it out there, because that way you can, like you say, talk to them, negotiate, have them feel comfortable with you, and then they worry about the pricing, you know. They don't usually worry about that up front unless they're a price shopper, and that's not always the best type of clientele to generate anyway, especially since you do the bigger excavation jobs. You know what I mean?
Yes. So I'll just leave it off.
Yeah, I would suggest just initially, but again, if you change your mind down the road, just get that over and they'll put it up there for you, okay?
Okay, and I'll start finding some more pictures, because I got plenty of pictures of me doing work, and you know, I
perfect.
Got pictures of our equipment and dump trucks, because we do hauling as well. I got a new card that I'd like to use instead of the card that's on there. Can you guys take that card off?
So with your card, I see it up there on your Facebook. So we can't go into your Facebook and take it off if we don't have access to it, but we can absolutely on the listings that we create for you initially, is we could put the correct card on there for you. So, you know, the only way we could do it on your Facebook is if you give us the username and password to log in and do it. But if you don't have that, don't worry about it. We'll put everything correctly on there from the get-go.
Oh, okay. I'll send these pictures. You want me to send them to you or send them?
Client has a Facebook, but do not use image of business card. He has a new one. He has a new one that he will be sending over.
Okay, I'll send all that over, yeah.
Yeah, I just send that to photos@localsplash.com. But again, my technician's going to call you in 45 minutes or so, so they can actually help walk you through that in case you need further assistance, okay?
All right.
Okay. I enjoyed talking to you. Welcome aboard, Bruce. I know that you'll absolutely love this, so... Have a very, very profitable year, and have a very Merry Christmas and happy holiday season, too, in case I don't talk to you again before then, okay?
All right.
All right. Nice talking to you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye.